Hello and welcome to Face the Facts. I'm your host, April Moss. Thanks for joining us today. We're so glad you're here. I want to first thank our sponsor of the show. That would be Beverly Hills Precious Metals. Now, this economy continues to be put into turmoil. So safeguard your investments, safeguard your savings accounts, and you can either roll over your Roth IRA or your IRAs into gold or silver or other precious metals, or you can just take your savings and invest it as well. But the experts at Beverly Hills Precious Metals will have all of the coaching and information that you need to make an informed decision. So go ahead to bh-pm.com, let them know that April Moss sent you, and Andrew and his team at Beverly Hills Precious Metals will get you helped out, so that you can turn your fiat currency into a sound investment in gold or silver or precious metals. Well, today we're going to be discussing what happened in Texas regarding the latest decision out of the Supreme Court. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito on Monday temporarily blocked a judicial decision that would let a Texas law take effect to give state officials broad powers to arrest, prosecute, and order the removal of people who illegally cross the border from Mexico. Now, Alito issued this order requested by the Biden administration after the New Orleans-based Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals on Saturday paused a federal judge's ruling that had blocked the Republican-backed Texas law. We're going to hear more about this on March 13th when a decision needs to be made. But joining us now to discuss all of this is the founder of Patriots for America Militia, Samuel Hall. Hey, Sam, thanks so much for joining us on Face the Facts today.
Thank you for having me, April. It's always good to see you.
Great to see you. And of course, I feel like you are one of the major experts of what's going on down on the border. You've been on the border. You've volunteered your time as part of Patriots for America's Militia. And this recent decision from the Fifth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals granting the temporary stay to remove the block by Judge David Allen Ezra for the Texas immigration law, I'd love for you to break it down for us. At first, you know, this week when we found out about this, it seemed like, oh, okay, this is great, this is fantastic. But now we're thinking this is just a temporary decision. So walk us through what Americans are going to expect in the next coming days.
Well, I mean, you know, the New York Times released an article, April, talking about there being a temporary stay, which means that the law that Texas has, you know, this is Senate Bill 4 that Governor Abbott has put on for it. They passed in legislature, right, is going to be effective while they appeal Judge Ezra's decision in a higher court. And so that's what it looks like. So it is a, you know, for all a temporary victory, if you will. Mm-hmm. But I do think the federal appeals court, I don't think it looks very promising for Texas, at least at this point. Although we do have a temporary victory, I mean, you look at Judge Ezra. I mean, this is a Reagan-appointed judge, a Republican, that clearly does not have Texas constitutional backing when it comes to the federal government and our border security. So I think Texas is ever more so getting their back pushed against a wall. And it's only a matter of time before Governor Abbott really has no choice but to call a special session and even possibly secede from the union. There's been a lot of talk and a lot of chatter about this. I know that he has called this a false narrative, but I just don't see where Texas goes from here. What do we do?
Well, and so here's the other thing. Judge Ezra also said that if it's allowed to proceed, that SB 4 could open the door to each state passing its own version of immigration laws. So, you know, on one hand, I think, okay, that's awesome. That means Texas could totally just decide how they want to handle their own state. But then you're still going to have the problem of these blue states allowing this rampant migration to come in. So it is concerning. Now, I think the date was March 11th that they have to make this decision on what they're going to do. And what are your thoughts on, you know, Governor Abbott? So many people say, listen, he is just too late. He hasn't done enough. He should have been doing more for the last 2 years. And now all of a sudden he is, you know, he's acting like he's doing good things. But I know a lot of people are critical of feeling like he has not done enough. What are your thoughts on that? And do you think people are being too harsh on him?
You know, I don't think people are being too harsh on Governor Abbott. I will say this. I've never been more proud of Governor Abbott than I am right now. I think that calling the emergency declaration and doing what he's doing, at least in Eagle Pass and Shelby Park, really is what should have been done, you know, a long time ago. But at least it's being done. And he's showing a blueprint for what literally what it looks like. And I mean, since TMD, that's the Texas Military Department, has taken over Shelby Park, there's been literally three crossings. But you got to remember, April, the cartel is not going to give up $32 million a week that they make just in Maverick County. What they're doing is they're moving the fentanyl further south near Kickapoo, and they're moving the human smuggling further north near Normandy, Kamado, and Kinney County. And so the groups are still coming across. I don't, that one group that came across, I think that was 4,000 in one day there in Eagle Pass. It was on the news. They had to make an actually outdoor holding center because they didn't have enough holding center at the Eagle Pass, which is actually a huge facility. But that was how many crossed just in one day. All those people are still coming across. They're just coming across in different areas. But what TMD is doing is, and I was there recently, and I was in Kinney County, and I saw the lieutenant colonel and the major with TMD meet with, you know, Sheriff Coe. I wasn't a part of that particular meeting, but they are going to be expanding, and Governor Abbott also alluded to this. They're going to be expanding that operation, that blueprint in Shelby Park, because it does work. I mean, my God, if you secure the border and you arrest people and deport them for you know, illegally crossing into our country, it's going to deter a lot of the problem.
Yeah, it sends the message of there's no point in us even trying to cross because we're just going to get deported. Now, one of the articles I was reading was saying that this would only apply to repeat offenders. Have you heard that anywhere else?
Well, so from what I understand is the first time it's going to be a misdemeanor and they'll be deported. And then the second time it is going to be a felony.
And they could get up to 20 years in jail, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that our jails or is that the country where they came from, their jail system?
I don't know. More than likely,
I mean, this is what, right? Because how can we put those types of limitations, right, on somebody who's getting deported to another country? I mean, these are just questions I have as I read these articles of, yeah, up to 20 years in prison. But are our prison systems going to be impacted by that?
I think it's very possible. Our tax dollars are paying for enough of the illegal immigration. So I can't imagine why our tax dollars wouldn't pay for even more. So, unfortunately under this Biden regime, but however, you know, if that's what has to be done to help at least alleviate this crisis on the border, then I would rather our tax dollars pay for that than for, you know, credit cards and hotel stays and healthcare and everything else for everybody else coming in.
I was just reading also yesterday that immigrants that come into California actually are getting approved for loans, and then they don't have to make any payments until they sell. I don't know if you read that. I mean, it's just each day it's getting crazier and crazier when you look at what's happening to these blue states, and it's so sad because there's so many great people, in California still that are completely against these types of laws. And then you have in Michigan, Governor Gretchen Whitmer telling its her citizens there in Michigan that they need to open up their homes, just like New York Governor Kathy Hochul said the same thing: open up your homes to these migrants and these immigrants. And it's just absolutely insane to think that the American people continually get put last in every situation when it comes to the Biden administration.
Yeah, it's definitely not America first, I can tell you that. I mean, you have homeless veterans right now. You have people, older generational people that are being kicked out of these retirement homes, and they're told they have 1 month to figure out where they're going to stay because they're turning them into illegal immigration centers. And so, of course, it's America last, truly. It really is. And that is just one of the issues. The larger issue is who's coming across. We've had people on the terrorist watch list be caught. I don't know how many sleeper cells are now in this country, in Texas, specifically in Texas, just waiting for a green light to attack our country once again. And I really don't believe, April, truly, that this is and if it happens, I believe it's just a when we're going to see another attack on our country. I don't know if it's going to be airplanes into a building like on 9/11, but it could be our water system. It could be our electric grid. It could be an EMP. It could be anything. But listen, there's a lot of people coming across that are just looking for a better life. And we've seen those people. We've had some of those people die in our arms. We've been able to help rescue children that were being kidnapped or attempted to be kidnapped. We've helped those people, but there's a lot of nefarious, evil, terrorist people actually coming across our border right now. And who knows? I mean, the number has got to be staggering on the don't want to be caughts that have come across in the last 3 years. And what they're doing and what they're planning, I can't even imagine.
Yeah, and if for those that follow Michael Yon's reporting, he has gone down to the Darien Gap. He's taken all kinds of drone footage and reported from right outside of these China camps, these camps sponsored by China that are literally there to funnel people up through Central America into our country with nefarious agendas. And I do want to make one correction to something I said earlier, was that I wasn't exactly sure when Judge Alito's order was set to expire, and that is going to expire on March 13th. So we'll expect to hear more then, and we'll definitely stay tuned for that. But Sam, tell everybody where they can find more information about the important work that you guys do. I have so much respect for you and the men that you bring on to these amazing assignments where you go down to the border, and this is all completely voluntary. You run your operation. You're not getting paid to do this, but this is for love of country and love for the state of Texas to defend and just make sure that these people are taken care of. Tell everyone where they can find more about Patriots for America's Militia.
Well, they can just go to Patriots for America Militia.com. That's all spelled out. It's www.patriots for America Militia.com. My email's on there. We also have a Missouri chapter. We have a Chicago chapter. And you're right. I mean, these are volunteers. We don't receive a salary. People can donate to our Give, Send, Go. We are a 508c1. We're considered a ministry. Listen, people hear that word militia, April, and I really think that they get the wrong connotation because, well, there's a lot of bad militias out there. But Patriots for America Militia, we are a Christ-centered, conservative Christian organization, and our number one mission And always, you know, it always has been, is to help save and rescue children out of sex trafficking. And, you know, on the border, that is our also one of our big priorities, other than partnering with law enforcement in a very unofficial capacity and helping deter illegal immigration. I mean, we are identifying children that are being trafficked across the border for the worst, most evil, nefarious reasons, sex trafficking, organ harvesting, and you name it. And we're helping identify those children and alert Border Patrol to those situations so they can process them according to their SOP. So, you know, we do a lot of really good work. We go into places that even National Guard and Border Patrol are very hesitant to go because of the danger of the mission. And listen, we've had people get injured. You know, I've been injured myself. I had to have surgery down there. I've had members be injured. What we do is highly dangerous, but it is so worth it. When you're doing God's work, I got to tell you, it's the most fulfilling purpose and feeling that I've ever had. And so we're going to continue to do God's work. We're going to continue to help rescue these kids, deter illegal immigration, support and help law enforcement in their mission. And we would appreciate more than anything people's help, support, and prayers. Yes.
Well, God bless you and your team for all you do. And thanks again, Sam, for joining the show today. Oh,